Community Connection this morning brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center and Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, working together to keep you on the move. Also by First Baptist Church and by Tall Grass Motors, United Way, and more coming up in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and as I mentioned, United Way starting to set the scene for campaign time. And Kirsten, I know campaign manager, resource development, you get the opportunity to interface with so many of the agencies as they talk about their programs. And if I were starting to list programs and agencies, I would leave somebody that who very important out, but Washington and with the Nowata Boys and Girls Club into Nowata County, and I know you serve folks from Osage County as well with some of the programs and services, but the Bartlesville Regional United Way coming up real soon.
Yeah, we're about to launch our kickoff tomorrow, actually, so we're really excited about that.
Yep.
We also will announce our goal and our theme for the year. And like you said, we have 14 awesome partner agencies that we get to work with. So that, of course, is always exciting going on.
And it's always nice to see the goal. And it always seems to be something that you say, boy, you've never done that much before, and yet it gets done every year.
Yeah, we live in such an awesome community. Everybody pitches in, and it really makes it, easy to some extent to do this, because we get to bring so many people together and so many donors support all our great causes.
Well, and I get the opportunity on this program to at least once a year, so more often than that, but at least during campaign time, talk with a representative of each of the agencies, and they get to highlight their programs and let people know some of the neat things they do that maybe go unnoticed except during campaign time. So it's fun.
Yeah, and that kind of happens a lot. We kind of overlook the small details that each of our partner agencies do, but they work so hard to keep their agencies running smoothly, so it's great.
Yeah, but I mean, when I don't care, Agape is in talking about the number of meals that they have served and sent home, and you talk to the scout representatives, both Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, talking about the character building programs that they do. You talk to some of the medical service agencies, and you talk about the people's lives that are changed that would not have had medical treatment or counseling treatment to make their life better. We're making some amazing progress in people's lives.
Yeah, we are. And, those are a lot of great agencies that you mentioned. We have elder care, who works specifically with the older population. Mary Martha does a great job as well. Seeing her numbers sometimes, the number of clothing items that she sends out her door is insane, just to think about how many people in the community need these items and need our agencies. Yeah. So it's great to support them.
It is. And of course, we talk about some of your pacesetter donors and some of the other things along the way that just make the United Way special. And I know it's a traditional part of United Way that's gone back for decades, but every time that thermometer goes up a little bit, you feel good about it.
Exactly, you do, and it's exciting. And like I said, we have such a great community. It's awesome just to see how quickly people jump on board for a campaign. Our campaign's not a long campaign. It starts in September and usually is wrapped up in December, but the amount we can raise in that time frame is just awesome.
Well, and you get some partner agencies as far as businesses that come up, step forward, a golf tournament, some other public events, skeet shooting tournament, sporting clays, some of the other things that get done to make it fun to donate to the United Way.
Exactly. And, we've brought on a couple new businesses this year, which is exciting as well. One of them's talking about maybe doing a volleyball tournament again. So just some of the new things and new ideas that are being bounced around for this campaign are exciting as well.
Well, we'll hear more about the United Way when you announce your goal, and always looking forward to how much will it be and how much of a stretch will we stretch next year. And also the fact that it's always nice somewhere around the first part of January, or typically when the actual announcement is made, as far as we have achieved it or exceeded it or however you want to phrase it that particular year, and to look at the you know, hundreds and thousands and millions of dollars that we raise every year for the United Way programs. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and looking at it, it always seems like such a big number, and then every single day it becomes more realistic that we can get there, which is, it's awesome.
Yeah, and again, I don't know, I keep going back to that Lucy on the Charlie Brown, you know, send tens and twenties. It just, it happens every year.
Yep, it does. It does.
Well, we brought a partner along with you this morning, and I'll at least set the goal, and then we'll get more into it. But Delisa Swanson, did I get right? In from the Women's Leadership Council, and you got a project coming up that was getting United Way support. We'll take a commercial break and continue on A Community Connection in just a moment.
Do you know what it feels like to grow up in a broken home? The kind of broken home I'm talking about is one wrecked by divorce. First Baptist Church is excited to announce that divorce care will begin on September 7th from 6 to 7:30. Also, First Baptist Church is offering Grief Share, your journey from mourning to joy. This class starts September 14th. For more about these classes, go to mybfbc.org. Come worship at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee. For more information, phone 918-336-6172.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our Community Connection time on AM 1400 and transitioning just a little bit over to Delisa Swanson. And you are Women's Leadership Council representative. Now, you told me your title, but I forgot.
It's president.
Okay. That's important. Somebody's got to be in charge of the meeting, but you do have a board and people who kind of come together and help you set goals and strategize and how you can make it better.
Absolutely.
How long has Women's Leadership been around?
It was founded in 2014.
Okay.
And it's just a group of women that came together, and they are dedicated to educating women about needs in the community and engaging them and finding a solution for those needs and empowering them to make a difference in the community.
Well, that's kind of a lofty goal, and yet I know you're getting there.
We are.
Let's talk about some of the things you've done in the past as far as gathering folks together and just strategizing and talking about setting goals. Some of the things that you've accomplished in the past, what have you done so far?
We have sponsored the Love and Logic program mm-hmm. at Jane Phillips Elementary School. We've done a Super Fun Kids Day. We did that right at the end of the year, and that was very well received. Mm-hmm. We have cookbooks that we have for sale right now.
Oh, fundraiser. Every nonprofit needs a fundraiser all the time.
Yes. So it's excellent cookbook that was created from local cooks here in the community, so it's very good. Mm-hmm. They're $10 each, so anybody that wants one can contact us.
Okay, and since you mentioned that, let's go ahead and get that phone number or email or a web address out there, because you're selling cookbooks.
They can talk to anyone that's on the Women's Leadership Advisory Board, and you can find that on the United Way website.
Okay.
Or you can contact the United Way office.
Or BartlesvilleUW.org.
Correct. Yes.
Or just swing by the office as well. We always have them out front and ready to go, and myself or Mary Kay can help you if you're interested in one.
Okay. So we'll send people over to the United Way office. They can ask about the goal, or after tomorrow, I guess they could donate if they want to.
Yeah,
and pick up a cookbook in the process.
Right.
Some of the other things that you've got upcoming down the road. What else is going on with Leadership Council?
We will have a membership drive or social. Mm-hmm. And that's either going to consist of a paint or pottery. We haven't quite figured out exactly what the social event's going to be, but that's a membership drive.
Kind of, we'll start with the letter P, and you're going to fill out the rest of the word later.
Right.
Okay. That works. This is something that, obviously you're filling some needs in the community, and you're probably asking people to join in and help, too.
Right. Yeah. We're always looking. We have a committee. We have a membership that's grown quite a bit over the last 2 years, but we are always looking for new members to join in and support the needs in the community.
Yeah, that first year, always you're kind of working your way through, making sure you find your niche and not overstepping onto somebody else that's already taking care of that program.
Right. We want to work in collaboration with other agencies and community outreach areas, but not step on each other's toes.
Which is sometimes more difficult than the typical person would think, because we already have some great social service agencies, and most of them are affiliated with the United Way.
Right.
So do you get some assistance through the United Way to kind of help, you know, guide you along the way?
Yes. Yes. We work very closely with United Way.
Yeah. So it's Women's Leadership Council is a United Way funded initiative. Mm-hmm. But with that, like Delisa said a minute ago, you know, they do fundraisers as well. And I get to be part of the Women's Leadership Council, which is awesome. And the other great thing about it is the membership, how it works. When you become a member, you can get as involved as you want to be. So you can volunteer for everything we do, or you can volunteer for just one thing a year. So it's really kind of a set your pace volunteering aspect, where you get to pick what you want to be involved in. If you want to be involved in the Love and Logic, or the Super Kids Day, which is a really fun time to interact with the students at Jane Phillips, you really get to kind of pick your engagement level.
Well, Love and Logic, a national program that really, I think, sets some teaching goals and finds those teachable moments and a different way of helping youngsters correct their behavior and attitude. So it works out pretty well.
It does, and it's really collaborative with the parents, just getting a group of parents together, and even teachers and staff at Jane Phillips have taken the class, but getting kind of to sit back and watch how they talk and how they work through situations that they've each experienced and kind of collaborate on a new way to handle those situations is awesome. It's a great
learning from each other's experiences is very helpful.
Yeah, and that's something I'm sure that makes the first session, I'm not sure I want to use fun, but I can't think of a better word for it, because it is enjoyable to share what's worked and share your success stories.
Right.
And you probably get an opportunity to you know, really kind of work through some things. And once the first story gets out there, somebody else is ready to step forward. Nobody wants to be first, but after that, they'll all be second or third.
Exactly. Right. And then we also provide a meal for the families each night of the program. So that's really awesome.
Yeah, and child care so that the parents can, you know, come in and attend the class and be fully engaged, and the kiddos can go play out on the playground, and so that's really fun too.
Well, you're plotting against the kids. Cool. Well, yeah. It sounds like a fun operation. Do you have anything on the schedule yet for this school year? And I realize that school's only been in session for about 10 days or so.
We will do our Love and Logic program this fall, I believe, is what we have set right now.
Okay. So some moving things on that. How did the Leadership Council get formed? Whose idea was it, or kind of a group of people that kind of were the forming force for the group? Do you know?
Well, really, all United Ways kind of have some initiatives, and some of the initiatives include Women's Leadership Councils just in different United Ways. Mm-hmm. So I think the idea came about actually from Tulsa. They have a Women's Leadership Council, and theirs is structured a little bit differently, but the same kind of concept. You know, women's leaderships typically focus on education in some form, and so right now our focus is Jane Phillips, and then as we grow, we hope to continue to add schools onto that list. So
yeah, and several other initiatives, the Lowe Family Young Scholars and others have kind of started that process at, coincidentally, Jane Phillips, and then grown out from there. So you're following an established pattern that seems to work in Bartlesville.
Yes. Yes.
How can people get involved? If you have regular meetings or sessions that people can say, hey, I'm over here, I'd like to help.
It's easy to sign up as a member of the organization, and like Kirsten said, you can be as involved as you want, whether it's money, whether it's time, but go to the Bartlesville United Way website, which is the BartlesvilleUW.org, mm-hmm. and they can sign up there or just call the office and tell them you want to get involved.
Okay.
So under initiatives, you'll see Women's Leadership Council up there at the top. You'll see it, and it'll bring up a form. And on that form, it'll just ask you for your name and email address. And then from there, you'll just be added to the email list. So you'll get the contacts as we have meetings or events coming up.
Sounds great. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. And the cookbook, as I sit here looking at a stack of them, they are spiral-bound cookbooks, about an inch or so thick, and probably chock full of everything from literally soup to dessert. And mini pecan muffins, I'll take a serving of those. The easy burritos look good. And the chicken mushroom fettuccine looks excellent. Peanut butter bars, yeah, I'll take a dozen of those too. So you can flip through the book and find something good for dinner tonight. United Way kickoff, you mentioned coming up tomorrow. You get the opportunity to make some public announcements. So where is that going to take place?
It's going to be at the Bartlesville Community Center, 11:30 to 1 tomorrow.
Okay. So. And I know in the past there have been some, I'll say, fun events. Nobody's probably going to try to lift a car with their breath. We've done that one. But there are several other things that you could do to kind of entice us to be down there and find out what's going on.
Yeah, I don't want to give away too much. I'm really excited for this year's theme and the campaign. I'm sure everyone has hopefully seen some teasers about the theme, but we're really excited for it. We have some adorable kids coming in to help us, so I can say that. So, you know, kids are cute and they're awesome, and they're some of our agency kids, and so that's even better to get to see where your dollars are being used.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that the United Way is known for, and we talk about it frequently, you're out there for transparency. You're out there for the benefit of the member programs, and more specifically, initiatives that you know come back later and say, okay, measurable results. This is what you wanted to do, and you did it at least as well as you thought you would, and frequently a whole lot better. So
yes, our outcomes. Yeah, our outcomes are great to be able to see the things. So
and so we get a little bit of a I'll say, I don't know, cheerleading session to come out and really make us feel good about the fact that we, you know, want to open up our wallets and do some good things in the community.
Yeah, we're really excited. Like I said, excited for the theme, excited for the campaign. It's going to be a good year.
Sounds good. You are invited to the United Way kickoff tomorrow at the Bartlesville Community Center. And by the way, if you're interested in one of those cookbooks, stop by the United Way office and they will get you set up for that as well. News from the Oklahoma News Network coming up in just a bit. 72 degrees at AM 1400 K1.
If you work or live in the downtown area and are experiencing difficulty at times